So, what to make of the Stuff deal with Discovery, new version of the 6 o'clock news on TV3, Stuff's boss Sinead Boucher?
To linear television, we're not taking over a television operation. It's definitely not that.
Okay, Mark Jennings was the News Hub head of news for 22 years, and he's back with us. Mark, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Is this better than nothing?
It's better than nothing, of course. But I guess it's going to be up to the viewers what they make of this, and they vote with their remotes. So from July 6th, we'll soon know what the verdict is.
And this is my great fear, because the people they're going to use don't have television experience necessarily, or not all of them do. And if you don't have television experience, you can't be given it. And then you'll be compared to TV1, and in there lies your problem, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. Sinead Boucher talks about their journalists being multi-platform journalists who are used to collecting video in the field. But I think the much harder thing here is that, yes, collecting video and putting on a website is one thing. Doing a 6 p.m. bulletin that will compete with TVNZ with all the live work and graphics and all the packaging that goes into those, and just the skilled television journalism that reporters develop over the years, that is not really going to be there. So it's a big ask.
NZME looked at it, I'm led to believe, and decided it was a distraction. If it's a distraction for us, why isn't it a distraction for Stuff? Does she know what she's got into?
Well, it will be a distraction for Stuff. There's no way that it's not going to be. Although I would, take NZME's comments with a pinch of salt. They were obviously in there wanting this contract too. So there's a touch possibly of sour grapes there. But Michael Boggs is right. There will be a lot of executive time that goes on to focusing on this product that won't be going somewhere else. And also the margins, dollars here, will be tight. Yeah. So you don't want to get that wrong either.
I'm going to ring you in April. Does it last the year? And if I ring you next April, is it still going?
Look, I'd like to see it still going, but I think it is going to be a very hard road for them.
All right, appreciate your time. Mark Jennings, who's former News Hub head. I think the impression I got from yesterday is everybody wants it to go well, because we wish the best for the media, but no one was overwhelmed with any level of excitement or anything even close to it. And it's got that rip and read, cheap and nasty, not quite right, gave it a go, wasn't quite as good.
Should we wait and see what it actually looks like before we write it
100%,
off completely?
And that's the great test, isn't it? If you like it, you'll watch it, and if you don't, you won't. Simple as that, and that is how the game is played.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.